Joining me live in studio this morning is Troy Bailey. Troy is a registered dietitian with Star Valley Health. Good morning, Troy. How are you today?
I'm doing well, dude. Glad to be here.
Well, Dow and I were kind of joking. Of course, the dietitian comes in on National Oreo Cookie Day. That just has to happen today, doesn't it?
You know, and the sad thing, Duke, is I don't think I could honestly tell you the last time I had an Oreo.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding.
Oh, it's probably for the best.
Maybe.
Probably for the best. Although today is the day. If you want to, you know, start up another bad habit, then, you know, it's Oreo cookie day today.
There you go.
Hey, Troy, appreciate you coming in today. A couple things to talk about with being a registered dietitian for Star Valley Health. First off, let's do some background on you. Tell us how long you've been at Star Valley Health and what led you to be a dietitian for them.
Oh, God, good question. You know, Duke, I've been at Star Valley Health now for about 7 years, and it's amazing to think that it's gone by so fast. One thing I've really enjoyed since I've been able to be there is I have a lot of variety in my job. It's like I have the opportunity to be kind of the jack of all trades dietitian. I get to do all the inpatient nutrition assessments. I get to be over the care center. I get to work with the food service department as well. And I get to do all the outpatient counseling. And with that comes a lot of diabetes education. In fact, one thing we focused on over the last several years has been our diabetes education program. After being at the hospital for about a year or two, we recognized just a lot of need for diabetes education in the Valley. So we worked to get our program accredited from a national standpoint, and we're going into our fourth year of accreditation, and I actually became a certified diabetes care and education specialist just over a year ago.
Very cool. All right. So what does accreditation do for this program? What's the difference between a non-accredited and a accredited diabetes program?
Good question. So the great thing about our national accreditation is just proving that we meet the national standards for education. So you're not going to come in and just learn about, how to eat right, how to exercise, all the simple things that we know we should be doing. But we're going to cover every facet of diabetes education. Everything from, yes, eating right and exercising, but also from things to, you know, what do I need to do when I'm sick? How can I avoid going to the ER? You know, what type of medication should I be on and why? How do I cope with stress to avoid diabetes burnout, which afflicts so many people with diabetes because it is such a stressful chronic condition? So we cover everything, and we've proven that we meet that national standard for high quality education. So when you come to our class, you know that what we're talking about is solid, it's important, it's researched, it's verified, and we're going to cover everything you need to know.
Well, and Troy, it sounds like there's a growing need for this nationwide and right here locally, correct?
There's definitely a growing need and definitely a growing concern, both locally here in Wyoming and on the national level as well. A lot of people don't know that nationally, about 1 in 10 adults over the age of 18 have diabetes. And for those over the age of 65, about 1 in 3 of our seniors have diabetes. So odds are either you have a family member with diabetes, a neighbor, a loved one, someone you care for. Odds are you know someone with diabetes. Financially, it's a growing concern. Wyoming residents alone that have diabetes end up spending about 250% more on healthcare. And the cost of healthcare for diabetics nationwide comes to the dollar of about $327 billion. That's billions with a B, Duke. So there's a lot of healthcare dollars being spent on diabetes. Medically speaking, diabetes, it's the number one cause of blindness, amputations, and kidney disease in the United States. And it's estimated that for people over the age of 50 with diabetes may have a shorter lifespan by about 6 years.
Well, Troy Bailey in studio this morning. He's a registered dietitian with Star Valley Health. Troy, sometimes we hear those national numbers and they're just so big. It's hard to kind of wrap our heads around it. So break it down and bring it here locally and just in Lincoln County. How big of a deal is Lincoln County? Is it here?
It's a growing concern here in Lincoln County, and it's estimated that about 1,400 people here in Lincoln County have diabetes, and about a newly diagnosed, we have about 135 new cases each year. And so when you think about how small our population is here in rural Wyoming, those numbers are actually pretty big, Duke.
That's Troy Bailey, registered dietitian at Star Valley Health. So, Troy, tell us more about the classes now, some of the specifics. Who's it for? When does it begin? Where is it held? All that kind of stuff.
So our class is starting March 23rd. It's taught at 5:30 on Thursdays at the Afton Star Valley Health up in our conference room there. And so it runs for about 9 weeks. And the reason for that is it gives us opportunity to not only cover everything regarding diabetes, but it gives our patients a lot of opportunity to really work on their diabetes at home. One of the key things we do each week is we help our patients set goals for what are they going to do that week to improve their diabetes management. And then we follow up on those goals. So it's like, if you really want to make some real meaningful lifestyle changes, we are there with you for 9 weeks straight to help you accomplish things. The other thing that's great about it is it gives people an opportunity to really collaborate with each other. You know, if you're struggling with one thing or if you're not meeting your goals in a certain areas, odds are there's another patient there that's been through the exact same thing, and they can kind of share their stories, their successes, their recommendations with you. So the collaboration our patients get from each other is phenomenal as well.
Troy, this sounds like something that would be beneficial for kind of both ends of the spectrum. Someone that just them or themselves or a loved one has just recently been diagnosed, and those that have had this for a lifetime. It sounds like it's kind of catered to both ends here.
You know, we definitely cater to both ends. And on both ends, we get a lot of comments. You know, for people that have had diabetes for 5, 10, 20 years, inevitably they always give us comments like, you know, I wish someone would have told me that when I was diagnosed. I could have avoided a trip to the ER. I could have potentially avoided having to go on insulin. I could have avoided so many things if I knew what I know now. On the flip side of that, though, we got our patients that are brand newly diagnosed and people there that are working on, you know, what can I do to manage my diabetes now and prevent all of the long-term complications? And so they get a great education on the same side.
Troy, along with just the comments that you get, what kind of results are you seeing from this? Are people healthier because they're taking this class?
Definitely. It's not uncommon for our patients to lose anywhere from 5 to over 30 pounds over the course of while they're working with us and after. People that take this class have an average A1C reduction of about 1.7. And to kind of put that in perspective for you, Duke, most oral medications to treat diabetes only reduce your A1C by about 0.5 to maybe 1.5. So for people to take this class and get an improvement on their A1C just as effective as an oral medication is phenomenal.
Troy, costs to take the course?
Yeah. So the cost out of pocket without insurance would be about $300, but most insurances cover diabetes education. And for people that may have something of about a 20% copay, they may end up paying about $60 out of pocket for this.
And is there registration or do people just show up that first night?
So we do prefer registration. And so the best way to get registered for the class is just to call me at 307-885-5932. Once again, that number is 307-885-5932. Or if you go onto our website, there's a diabetes education link there, and there's a link there where you can register for the class as well.
Troy Bailey, registered dietitian for Star Valley Health. Troy, appreciate all the great info today. Anything we missed you need to touch on?
I think that covers it, Duke. Thanks for having me.
That's Troy Bailey. Star Valley Health, and March 23rd is the first night, correct?
Correct.
All right. It's all part of the weekday wake up on SVI Radio.